I noticed there were a lot of women in the movie in powerful positions.
Yeah, our writer Johanna Sinisalo has always been writing female characters to stories that would normally be men-driven in a way. And I fell in love with the idea from the very early on that we have a female character as the main character, and also that we have a lot of female characters in powerful positions. It was not like a deliberate, we were not on a feministic mission or anything, but it just felt more interesting and more special and fun. And usually science fiction movies are very much men-driven, but it just felt a little bit new.
I enjoyed the Sarah Palin look-alike president.
Yeah, I think she's doing a really good job. And she's not even trying to impersonate Sarah Palin.
No,
the idea
just,
was
just reminds you.
Yeah, it reminds you of her. It's like George W. Bush meets Sarah Palin kind of character, and you know, she's Sarah Palin's a crazy character. The moment I started to read about her in the news and whenever she came up, and I was like, wow, this, I have to use it somewhere, somehow. Yeah. And then this is a possibility.
So I would like to turn to the whole part of the movie that has a critique, but there are many different things to look at in that sense.
I think we sort of poured our concerns and sort of our view of the world. Obviously, living in Finland, watching the international politics and also domestic politics in Finland, for example, it's a bit worrisome. It's concerning. We see similar attitudes as in the 30s popping up here and there, Europe, USA, and it's a scary thing. And it was not the main idea of the film to be preaching about anything, but I found it to be a good vehicle for transferring these ideas. But at the same time, they turned out to be quite good things to make fun out of.
But you see parallels between the Second World War and now.
Yeah, and I would say that I'm not necessarily saying that we are exactly at the same position as then, but there's similar things in the air, like bad economy, war going, well, it's not a war, but you know, the war on terror going on, an excuse for war, exactly. Mm-hmm. and then a lot of right wing things popping up across the Europe, America, and
I have to say that it was from the beginning the political satire there, but it grew quite a lot along the whole process, and just the recent years, there has been happening so much in political field, in that sense, in Finland and everywhere.
So would you say that Iron Sky is more of a comedy or an action sci-fi movie, or is it more of a satire, or what do you think?
It's an action comedy in a way. Science fiction action comedy with satirical elements to it. I always kind of didn't like deliberately pigeonholing Iron Sky, because it's sort of a film that has a lot of influences, has a lot of, stylistically, there's different kind of ways for that, different things happening in the film, and hard to give it exact pigeonhole, but action comedy with satirical elements, science fiction action comedy with satirical elements, that's a... It's a big word, but it's true.
Catchy little phrase for the movie.
Yeah, exactly.